Greetings, comrades. These are the news of the Nordic Nation. This is a news broadcast produced by members of the Nordic Resistance Movement. The following is a compilation of different news bites gathered from our website during the week gone by. We are talking week 23 of the current year 2017, and we're going to start off with some non-white feminists telling us how to run our nation. Non-white party leader of the Feminist Initiative encourages everyone to boycott Almedalen. Nordfront has previously written that the Feminist Party will boycott this year's edition of Almedalen, a week where the political elite in Sweden gathers to hold speeches and bring in their message to the people, because of fear of what they call racists and Nazis. Now, one of the party leaders, Victoria Cavesa, calls for all other parliamentary parties to follow their boycott of Almedalen. It is a pity that the established parties mingle with these Nazis instead of putting pressure on the police, says Cavesa. During a speech on the political week in Järva on Saturday night, Cavesa clarified Feminist Initiative's boycott of Almedalen. They say on their website that they want to kill the Prime Minister and that all of us who do not have white blood. It is this group that they protect and they make room for in Almedalen, says Cavesa. Then she continues and regrets that Almedalen is too much of a white arrangement and that is not for the new proletariat. I have been told that boycotting is not an effective method. But one thing should be clear. And that is that Almedalen is already a white middle-class arrangement. It is not everyone who can afford to go to Almedalen. Cavesa then comes up with some pure fake news and claims that members of the Party of the Swedes were in place in Almedalen last year and threatened her when she participated in a live broadcast with Swedish state radio. There were five or six guys wearing sweaters where it said Party of the Swedes on it. Then they sat at the front and photographed and filmed and threatened me during the live broadcast. To clarify, the Party of the Swedes, however, has closed down in May 10, 2015. Most recently, they participated in Almedalen in the summer of 2014. And now for some news coming out of Malmö. Local foundation in Malmö wants to praise the diversity by raising 201 flags. The epicenter of multicultural Sweden, Malmö, wants to praise all non-natives of the city by raising 201 different national flags in one of the city districts. The foundation, A Little Big Malmö, wants to raise the flags, and the chairman of the municipality, Karin Schanfeld-Jame, is positive. I think it's amazing with a space that praises and visualizes all the nationalities living in this global city of Malmö. However, the city can't afford the idea and now asks the residents of the city to make donations. Each flag is estimated to cost 15,000 kronor. The foundation hope to get the funds and execute this installment within 2 years. Diversity. Some more good stuff coming out of Malmö. City of Malmö arranged karaoke festival for unemployed invaders. This autumn, the City of Malmö, in cooperation with the Swedish Unemployment Office, will arrange a tax-funded karaoke festival where migrants will have the opportunity to sing about their situation. The festival will go under the name Opportunity Space Festival and be arranged together with the Van Alen Institute. This organization wants to aid European cities that have taken a heavy toll in the mass migration. Hence, they choose Malmö, whose population consists of nearly 50% migrants and continues to attract freshly arrived invaders. During the festival, the organizers hope to pair together migrants and native Swedes, write CVs, attend short computer programming courses, and last but not least, sing karaoke. A good job coach and different employers will be present. I look forward to the karaoke. Migrants can come and sing about their new situation in Sweden. You don't need to speak the same language, but you can still meet and get to know each other, said one of the organizers. 25 organizations in Malmö are arranging the festival, and the city will spend 150,000 kronor to finance it. Well, I mean, what's another 100,000 kronor down the drain, really? Just keep flushing it down. And now for some good news, so that we don't get too down in the dumps. Holocaust commemoration proposal from the Liberal Party rejected. The Liberal Party branch in Stockholm wanted to place out certain stones in the city to commemorate the Holocaust, inspired by Holocaust monuments in other European cities. In these cities, some 50,000 stones have been placed in certain streets where atrocities are said to have taken place, and the stones have the names inscripted of said victims. To the disdain of the Liberal Party, the cultural administration of the city rejected the proposal, citing the reason that Swedes remained neutral in the Second World War and therefore this is not relevant. The Liberals commented that they feel that a majority of the city are backing their idea and that they will develop it and try to push for a second chance in the future. Well, it's like my uncle Shlomo always said, it's important to remember things that never happened so that you can feel that it was real in your mind. Moving on. Multicultural Swedish National Day celebrated cultural Marxist style. On the 6th of June, Sweden's National Day, the northern city of Umeå celebrated the day in the name of multiculturalism. During the last couple of years, the city has arranged a National Day celebration on the cultural heritage site of Gamlia. As in many other cities, the chosen theme has been to celebrate the replacement of native Swedes with racial strangers, claiming that all granted with citizenship are just as Swedish as the natives themselves, in true cultural Marxist style. A Nordfront reporter visiting this celebration noted that Swedish folk music was played, but it was mixed with sung Muslim prayers that normally can only be heard from the minarets of a mosque. At the stage, new Swedes were gathered with half their face painted with the Swedish flag and the other half painted with their country of origin. Also, in a symbolic act reminiscent of the governing anti-European policies, racial strangers were given coffee and cake for free, while native Swedes attending the spectacle had to pay. Oh well, native Swedes that are neglected by daddy government will be more likely to be severely radicalized, but before you do something stupid, join the Nordic resistance movement. Increased prescription to children diagnosed with symptoms similar to ADHD. A new report from the Swedish Social Services states that the prescription of drugs to ease ADHD among children have increased more than projected. According to an analyst, the increase can be explained by that doctors are prescribing ADHD drugs to children that show symptoms that merely are similar to symptoms of ADHD. Children that are diagnosed with the neurological disorder ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, are often getting drugs prescribed to ease the symptoms. A preferred choice are drugs legally classed as narcotics, such as Ritalin, Concerta, and Medikinet, who put the client in a state reminiscent of an amphetamine high. According to Peter Salmi, analyst at the Swedish Social Service, current studies show that 5% of students in primary school are diagnosed with ADHD. 1.3% of the boys and 0.3% of the girls 10 years ago, between 10 and 17 years of age, were prescribed drugs. Now it has increased to 5.5% for the boys and 2.5% of the girls. Salmi believed that part of the explanation is that doctors now prescribe drugs for symptoms similar to ADHD. The rate of prescriptions vary greatly between municipalities. from between 2% to 14%. This is very sad. Theme park sounds the alarm. Record levels of sexual harassment against young girls. The theme park Liseberg in Gothenburg is raising the alarm after they've been having a record level of sexual harassment. It has been increasing steadily over the last few years. Among the reported cases were examples of girls getting groped when they stand in line or in other crowded areas. In May this year, a migrant was sentenced for having sexually harassed two 13-year-old girls in the ghost house in Liseberg last year. The migrant was sentenced to community service because he claims that he was younger than 18 years. 1 year ago, Nordfront could report that younger-looking asylum seekers were rewarded with free tickets to Liseberg as a sort of payment for taking part in a so-called integration project in the municipality of Svenljunga, where Swedish youth were paid 50 kronor per hour to hang out with the asylum seekers. Paying young Swedes to hang out with racial strangers. Does someone else see the absurdity in this? Thousands of invaders are to be flown express to Norrbotten. On Tuesday, the 13th of June, close to 300 migrants are to be flown to Luleå Airport in the northern county of Norrbotten as part of an international agreement to resettle migrant quota from Greece and Italy. Every third week until the end of October, a plane carrying between 250 and 300 migrants will land in Luleå, even though accommodation is increasingly hard to find. Almost 2 years ago, the first plane full of migrants landed in Luleå as part of an EU agreement to resettle migrants within the EU. Back then, Italy and Greece were so flooded with invaders that the EU thought they should ease the burden on southern Europe by resettling some of them. Most of them claimed to come from Syria and Eritrea. Of the EU member countries, only a few are willing to accept the quotas. According to the Swedish Migration Board, up to 2,000 new asylum seekers will land until the end of October. The cases of the different asylum seekers are to be swiftly processed in the city of Boden, and then they will be accommodated in Sweden's northern communities. In the county of Norrbotten and many other northern counties, housing is scarce as a result of this invasion. None of the mainstream media reporting on this development bothers to investigate how this resettlement program will affect the local communities where the migrants are supposed to be accommodated. Yikes, and the strangers are coming to our woods. No one is escaping. The only solution is to join the Nordic Resistance Movement. That is all we had for you this week. Our thanks go out to the diligent translators who made this project possible, and also to the listeners who show their support by pitching in financially. Stay strong, comrades, stay brave, and join us in 2 weeks for another briefing on the events in the Nordic nation. Hail victory!